24-13 is our score. Northern Heights over Chase County here at the start of the second half of action in our girls' game of the area game of the week. Northern Heights doing a great job of shutting down the offense for Chase County, forcing plenty of turnovers and capitalizing on most of them. Chase County really needs to get the offensive momentum rolling here if they want to stay in this ball game. They managed to tie the game, as Michael mentioned, at the start of the second quarter, but an 11-0 run erased that success pretty quick for Northern Heights as we are underway here. The Lady Wildcats with the ball to start the second half. On the right side now, going from right to left as we see the action, is Northern Heights up top. Schlimmy with the ball, trying to get around Lily, or should say Lexi Monahan, who is back into the ball game after what looked like a pretty painful leg injury. Happy to see her back up and moving. Up top with it now, Langren. Right side to Hendricks for three. It's good. Aubrey Hendricks. 16 points on the night. Makes it 27-13. A 14-point lead now for the Lady Wildcats. Opposite end. In the lane, Grant fights her way up, fires a shot. It misses completely, but gets her own rebound. Fires again off the right wing. A lot of contact. No foul call. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by a Lady Wildcat, so it'll stay with Chase County as Monahan will inbound it from the left side of the basket. Goes left wing to Tubach. Now off the left block to Hinkson. No good. Rebound won by Grant. Putback is no good. Scramble for the ball. Jump ball called. It'll stay with Chase County yet again. So Chase County getting bailed out here a few times. They've missed some point-blank shots that they need to knock down here with 7:02 to go, trailing by 14, 27-13. Monahan, left wing to Grant. Thought about a three. She'll dribble inside. 10-footer is no good. Rebound saved by a diving Hatcher with three fouls on the night back into the lineup. She's on the baseline with it now. Tries to back out into the right corner, now decides to go off the right block, goes over the top of Tegan Hines, and will be called for the foul.
She traveled.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Hatcher traveled. She,
yes, Hatcher traveled.
Tried doing a pump fake and left her feet, came back down. It was not a large jump, but just enough to get the travel call.
Northern Heights with it now on the right block is Hendricks. An amazing game here tonight. Tried to add to her total, can't get it to go. Rebound by Hines, misses. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch, they're saying, by Tubach. So it'll stay with Northern Heights. Baseline inbounds coming from the left side of the basket as we see it here. Hendricks looking for an open teammate. Throws it up top to Breckheisen. Thought about a three. Will decide to give it over to Schlimmy on the right wing. Now to Hendricks. Hendricks with the pump fake. Drives inside and gets fouled on her approach off the right block. See who this one goes against. This will be very telling. That is Lily Hinkson, and that is her second as Hendricks goes to the line for two. She's been, as I mentioned, hot and cold here tonight from the line. Puts up the first.
That dribble drive has been giving her minty opportunities. Of the 12 free throws that Northern Heights has shot, I've got her down for 10 of those.
Yeah. 17 points now for Hendricks on the night. Puts up the second shot. That hits the back iron. Rolls away. Rebound is won by Schlimmy, who gets the put back. And Kaylin Schlimmy with 6 points on the night makes it 30-13. 6:08 left to go in the third. Northern Heights has just been on fire offensively as Ainsley Grant loses her handle driving in to the opposite end, but they're going to say it was poked away by Schlimmy, so it'll stay with Chase County. But Grant visibly frustrated as Lily Hinkson checks out and Hines takes a seat from Northern Heights.
Yeah, Northern Heights has really capitalized on that momentum. They took it into the halftime locker room with a 6-0 run to begin it. 17-0 run overall.
Trista Hahn into the lineup for Northern Heights as Tubach misses on a 16-footer from the right side. Rebound won by Breckheisen. Down the other side, Trista Hahn already there. Finishes off a great pass by Breckheisen. Trista Hahn, her first points of the game. 32-13, the lead now for Northern Heights. As Grant, ooh, man. Grant will go down hard trying to escape the pressure of Northern Heights. They're going to call a foul on Hendricks for the reach-in. Aubrey Hendricks picks up her first foul of the night, first team foul of the second half. They're checking on Grant. She hit hard. I think they're just trying to make sure she's okay. Didn't want her to hit her head as Grant gets the inbound on her side of the court. Left side to Tubach. Now Tubach trying to find an opening. Gives it back up top to Grant. Right side to Monahan. Back to Grant again up top. Tries to back down Breckheisen and gets her pass stolen away by Schlimme. Now Breckheisen to Heinrichs on the other side. Heinrichs can't finish the layup. She goes down the lane. There's a scramble for the ball. Schlimme gets on top of it. Now to Hahn. Left side to the left block. Heinrichs goes up again and she'll be fouled. Looks like Emily Miser, who checked in, the junior for Chase County, and that will be the call. Emily Miser picks up her first foul, second team foul of the second half, and back to the line goes Heinrichs. She has yet to put together two consecutive shots here in the later goings of this ball game. Puts up the first, hits the front of the rim, no good. Two straight misses after one hit to start this third quarter. Back into the Chase County lineup. We have Leah Francis as Heinrichs sinks the second.
Yeah, the Northern Heights a little bit far removed from Lake and Prisoner there with the free throw record they had a couple years ago.
33-13, a 20-point lead now for Northern Heights. Chase County has got to get something going as Lexi Monahan getting held up in between the rings by Breckheisen, finally able to get it free. Back up to Monahan. Now right side to Francis. Back to Monahan again at the top of the key. She'll back out, give back to Francis on the right wing. Francis is trying to find something open, has to give back to Monahan again. A lot of passing back and forth, not a lot of drives or shots as Monahan was wide open at the top of the key, but we're going to get a foul call away from the ball. And they're going to call that on Breckheisen. That'll be her second as Tegan Hines set to check back into the Northern Heights lineup. Out comes Schlimme. Kaylin Schlimme with 6 points on the night as Leah Francis for Chase County gets it at the top of the key. Right side, Monahan down low, right block to Hatcher, just has her pocket picked by Hahn. She'll get to Breckheisen, and she will lead the charge for the Wildcats. Hahn, unguarded up top, gives over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs almost threw it away. Tegan Hines gets the loose ball but can't finish from 5 feet out, and Tegan Hines has struggled with those point-blank shots here tonight, Mike. Nonetheless, she'll be fouled, though. Well, they're going to say that was a non-shooting foul, so.
Yeah, it was an over-the-back on the rebound.
So Breckheisen will have the inbound as that foul will go against Lexi Monahan. That'll be her second. Hines gets the inbound and travels. Well, Tegan Hines, a 6 foot junior, has had a lot of good looks, but just a few simple mistakes here in this ball game that's left some points off the board. 4 minutes to go in the third. 33-13 the lead for Northern Heights. Chase County has yet to score in the second half. Monahan up top to Francis. Left side to Tubach. Tubach, 18-foot jumper is well short. Rebound goes to Heinrichs. She'll dribble back down the other way. Great speed by Heinrichs. Goes coast to coast and gets tripped up on the approach. Oh, man. And Heinrichs,
I think she got stepped on when she was going up and rolled that ankle.
That or she just got it caught underneath her when she fell, but she's okay. She's a little bit of a limp, but back up and moving. See who the foul call will go against. They're going to call it on Abby Tubach. That'll be her first as Heinrichs still struggling a little bit there, favoring that left ankle. She'll go to the line to shoot two with 3:42 left to go. Her team leading 33-13 so far, shutting out Chase County in the second half as Kaylin Schlimme heads over to the scorer's table getting ready to check in here. So good chance she might come in for Heinrichs as Heinrichs puts up the first. No good, and there's no real bounce in her shot there. You can tell she's in a lot of pain. Here comes the second attempt. Heinrichs puts it up. And that one just a little off the mark as well. Rebound won by Chase County. Francis with it now in the backcourt. Hines tried to get a swipe at it. Francis almost throws it away. Monahan picks it up. Top of the key back to Francis again. Leah Francis trying to find an opening. Goes to the foul line into the hands of Emily Miser. Now to Tubach left wing. Back to Francis off the left block. Loses the handle. It's fought for on the ground and won by Trista Hahn. Back on the Northern Heights end we go. Hendricks seems to be feeling better. She hustles down to the other side. That's a good sign as Breckheisen up top with it. Now to Langren, to Hines at the foul line. She'll knock down Hatcher, and she'll get called for the charge. Hatcher did have her feet planted. It was just good body there by Alexis Hatcher. Knew she was going to get the favorable call there and stood her ground. Good initiation by Hatcher as Hines will pick up her second of the ball game. Team's third of the second half, and Aubrey Hendricks comes out of the ball game. 18 points on the night. Still favoring that left ankle. Francis into the Chase County end. Up top to Monahan. Trying to get open. Back to Francis, right wing. On the baseline is Hatcher. Didn't see her there as the ball gets picked away. Breckheisen down the other way. Goes up and gets deflected. Or I should say rejected by Tubach. And, oh, man. And it looks like we're going to have another injury here as Breckheisen came down hard on her leg. Northern Heights crowd wants a foul as they tend to Adriana Breckheisen. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. It's 33-13 Northern Heights leading Chase County on the area game of the week. We're right back after this.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Adriana Breckheisen gets helped over to her team's bench. She came down very hard on her leg on a layup attempt that was blocked by Abby Tubach just a few moments ago. 33-13 is the lead for Northern Heights over Chase County. Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Chase County yet to find the basket here in the second half. This Northern Heights defense is doing its job, Mike.
That it is. I mean, they're suffocating Chase County offensively. 23 turnovers now for the Bulldogs, and that's really getting some transition buckets for Northern Heights.
Addison Langren misses on the long three-point attempt from the right side. The rebound goes to Chase County, but it's immediately stolen back by Aubrey Hendricks at half court. Hendricks now, left side, right in front of us. Goes to Trista Hahn, thinks about the three, will give to the right corner to Langren. Now to Schlimme. Foul line to Hines, hits the back iron, no good. Monahan rips down the rebound, gives to Francis. Bulldogs on the charge the other way. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. 33-13 the lead for Northern Heights. Down low, Hatcher gets harassed by Schlimme, trying to make it go. Finally sinks it. Alexis Hatcher, first points of the second half for Chase County with 2 minutes to go in the third, as a foul will be called away from the ball. Called on the other end.
Called offensive.
Yep.
And she led with the shoulder. And
that's going to go against
over Addison Langren.
Tegan Hines, her third.
I thought it was on Langren there.
I did too for a moment, but yep, no, they're going to say Hines committed the offense. As Tubach, left wing, to Hatcher, left block. Down low, ball gets ripped away again by Northern Heights, trying to save it was Monahan. Can't do it. Turnover again to Northern Heights.
So back-to-back possessions, they've actually fed the post.
Yep.
And they got a good luck. The previous possession would stop that scoring streak or scoring drought for the Bulldogs. That one, Northern Heights, just a little bit better attacking the post.
1 minute and 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 33-15 now the lead for Northern Heights. They've yet to trail since the start of this ball game as Abby Tubach intercepts a pass from Northern Heights, now hands off to Lexi Monahan. Minute 16 left to go in the third. Only 2 points scored so far in the second half here for Chase County. Francis gets it. Now to Monahan. She'll load up the three. It's going to be way off the mark from the top of the key. No good. Out of bounds. It goes back to Northern Heights. Minute 4 left to go in the third. Aubrey Hendricks will lead the charge for Northern Heights. She is having a stellar game here tonight. 18 points so far, for she came out of the game after tweaking her ankle earlier on in the third quarter. She seems to be okay. She'll load up a three. It's over the top and no good. The rebound goes to Emily Miser. Now to Francis, who leads it across half court for Chase County. Tried to throw it in the lane. Ball gets knocked away by Hendricks. Hendricks stumbles, and it's picked up by Miser on the backside. Ball goes free again. Trying to knock it out was Tubach off the foot of Hahn. She picks it up, throws it down the other end. It gets tipped and out of bounds by Chase County. That was quite the sequence there between these two teams. 27.4 to go here in the third quarter. 33-15 the lead for Northern Heights as a quick break as Tegan Hines ties her shoe.
It's quite the sequence there the last 10 seconds.
Sheesh. Hines, no good on the 10-footer from just beyond the foul line. 19 seconds left to go in the third. Monahan to Francis. Foul line to Miser. Back up top to Monahan now. 10 seconds. Need to get a shot off here. Does Chase County. Hatcher, right wing. Skips it across the other way. Over the head and hands of Francis out of bounds. Another turnover in favor of Northern Heights.
Seventh of the quarter, 26th overall.
Ball security needs to be a point of emphasis here in the fourth as 3 seconds to go. Inbound, stolen by Monahan, throws it down low, right into the hands of Tegan Hines, and that will do it for three. It's 33-15, Northern Heights leading Chase County as we head into the final 8 minutes of play in our girls' half of the action here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison sports teams this season. Go Dawgs! Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by JNU Tech and Lacey Hamlin of Eck Real Estate, the expert team for your real estate needs. And Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of Northern Heights academics and athletics. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
33-15 is the score heading into the fourth quarter. Northern Heights leading Chase County as we enter the final 8 minutes. And, boy, oh, boy, Northern Heights, their defense really showing their muscles there in the third quarter, Mike. Only 2 points on the board for Chase County in that entire third.
Yeah, and if you go back into the second quarter, that was a 10-minute stretch where they held Chase County scoreless.
Once again, Northern Heights with it to start the fourth quarter as Hahn gets it right wing. Nice pass down in the lane. Finishes off the right side, does Addison Langren. Langren's first points of the ball game comes on a beautiful passing play. Now on the other end, Chase County with a Tubach. In between the rings to Francis. She loses her handle on the ball, has to go get it. And a foul coming against Hendricks. She took a hard swipe at it and got all hand, no ball. So that'll be Henrik's second. As into the Chase County lineup come Alexis DeLong and Haven Schroer, replacing Hatcher and I think it was Hinkson. Francis has the ball just ripped away by Aubrey Henrik. She pokes it back. Henrik's able to maintain control, gets it on the right wing. Up top now to Schlimme. Left side to Langren. Left corner inside the arc. 18-footer is no good by Hendricks. Francis collects the rebound for Chase County. 7:10 to go here in this ball game. Chase County trailing 35-15, a 20-point advantage still here for the Lady Wildcats. Francis now with it. Left side of the floor. To the right wing to Tubach. Baseline pass. Easy for you to say. Gets intercepted again by Northern Heights. Other end, errant pass goes into the hands of Emily Miser. Miser hands off to Francis. She'll lead the charge the other way now. Miser. A reach in by Hendricks. Forces the ball loose. Now Hendricks down the other side. Layup off the right side. Up and in. Aubrey Hendricks. Now with 20 points on the night. Back the other side. Francis, top of the key. Right side into the hands of Tubach. Fires the three and sinks it. Abby Tubach with her third three-pointer of the ball game, all coming from the right side, or the left side, I should say. As down low is Hines, hits the front of the rim, rebound, bounces around, smacks Haven Schroer in the face. She's okay, smiling about it a little bit, rubbing that nose. As the ball go out of bounds. And in favor of Chase County, last touch by Northern Heights, 5:47 to go.
They called an offensive charge on Aubrey Hendricks.
30-second timeout called here by Northern Heights. We will take a quick one with them as well. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 37-18 in the fourth.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls. Proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities. And by Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
37-18 is your score in favor of Northern Heights over the Chase County Lady Bulldogs. 5:47 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Taking Tareem Michael Deeker here from Cottonwood Falls on Country 101.7 FM. Our tip-off to the Area Game of the Week basketball season, as we will have boys action here at the conclusion of this ball game. As back into the Chase County lineup is Lily Hinkson, who tried to feed the left wing. Ball gets bounced around. Hinkson and Hendricks both go down. No fouls called. Chase County still in possession. Tubach up top to Francis. Right side to Schroer. Schroer throws it to DeLong, who goes up for the shot and gets whapped. So she'll go to the line for two. See who this one is against. That's going to go on Trista Hahn, her third. Team's seventh of the second half. And it looks like the official having a conversation with the scores table. Not sure what this is about.
I think he's talking to the athletic director. I don't know if he was not liking what he was hearing in the stands or what. But
well, that's a hard thing about being official. DeLong misses on the first of two. That is the second free throw she has missed so far. Puts up the third, no good. So Alexis DeLong has had three shots from the foul line tonight and has missed all three. She is the only Lady Bulldog who has gone to the line so far tonight. Tubach tries to inbound it up top over the heads of the Northern Heights Lady Wildcats. Won't happen as Hendricks knocks it down in the hands of Langren on the other end. Hendricks loads up the three on the right side, decides not to go with it. She'll give up top to Schlimme. Now to Langren up top. Left corner to Hendricks, to Hines in the lane. Back outside to Hendricks. Fires the three, hand in her face, won't go. 37-18, still the lead for Northern Heights. 4:50 to go in this ball game. Left side of the floor with it is Hendricks. Now to Schlimme up top, in between the rings, trying to back down Francis. Right side, nice passing play. Can't finish. Can Langren, as she has the ball taken away by DeLong in the lane. She'll hand off to Leah Francis, who will take it the other side. Almost gets tripped up. Maintains her balance, gives to Abby Tubach, just short on the right wing three. Rebound goes to Northern Heights. Hendricks streaking down the other way. Whoa, a lot of contact. Hendricks gets the foul call in her favor, but it looked like she initiated the contact. Nonetheless, she'll go to the line for two as Francis will pick up the foul. That'll be her first of the ball game, team's fifth of the second half. Hendricks puts up the first shot, no good. And again, she's had a great game here tonight, Mike, but man, she has been very hot and cold with these shots from the foul line.
That's something that they're going to have to correct going forward if they're going to remain competitive in the Flint Hills League.
Yeah, misses on the second as well. It's the first time she's missed both tonight. Francis, head of steam down the other side now. Right corner to Tubach, being guarded by both Hahn and Schlimme. as Francis will throw it into traffic, and we'll get a foul called as, oh, boy.
I'm actually going to finally call a kickball.
Yeah, that will be a kickball. You are correct.
It's pretty light on the whistle on the kicks here
today. DeLong, well, DeLong got tripped up. That's why I thought it might be a foul, but she fell on top of Henricks, so glad everybody's okay in that exchange. Inbounds goes to Francis, right wing, hands off the two box. She'll circle around to the top of the right. Now off the right block, bounce past it along, tries to go up and over Hines. That's not going to happen as the rebound won by Northern Heights again. Henricks down the other side. Nice move. Just waits out Tubach, who tried to block it away and sinks the two-footer. 39-18 the lead now for Northern Heights. 3:35 left to go in the ball game, and it looks like it might be all but over here for Chase County as Northern Heights likely going to advance to 4-1 on the season as nice shot from just inside the arc, right side by Francis, but it would be a little short as Hinkson will get called out of bounds trying to save the rebound. There has been a lot of contact in this game. Referees really letting them play
very
tonight.
Very physical game.
Yeah, very much so. I don't think we expected anything less. Only 5 points total in the second half here for Chase County as Henricks gets fouled by Francis. No.
Called over and back.
They're going to call it over and back. Francis fell on top of her. Man, I'm killing it tonight.
Yeah, Henricks tried going between her legs, and it kind of went off her leg, and then she recovered it in the backcourt.
Francis was on top of her. Henricks didn't like it too much. As now left side with it is Schroer. Back to Francis. Back to Schroer. Left wing three over the top. Rebound goes in and out of the hands of Schlimmy and now into the hands of Hinkson. Last touch by Tubach as Hinkson was trying to feed her on the right side. Goes out of bounds again, and it'll be Northern Heights ball. No, they're going to say it was poked away by... Well, it looks like Schlimmy got a hand on it. So it'll stay with Chase County. Tubach trying to get it in. Gets to Schroer, right wing, and she'll be fouled by Henricks. That'll be Henricks' third. Aubrey Henricks just a little too close for comfort on that one. 21-point lead here for Northern Heights. Late into this fourth quarter, 2:55 left to go. As Coach Bob Blair wanted a conversation with the official on that one.
He overheard you there on that previous inbound. He thought it was off Northern Heights, or he thought it was off Chase County as well.
I'm not saying nothing. Francis, right wing three for Tubach is no good. Hinkson gets the rebound and puts it back. Lily Hinkson, her first points of the ball game, makes it 39-20, a 19-point lead now for Northern Heights with 2:33 left to go, and a miscue there almost sends the ball out of bounds from Hahn as Hines down low finally gets a point-blank shot to fall. Tegan Hines has 6 on the night. Great feed down low from Hahn. Loads up the three to Schroer from the left side. That won't happen. Rebound fought for by Francis. They're going to say poked away by Henricks out of bounds as they both dived for it. Tubach will inbound from in front of her own bench to Francis. Right wing, right corner now to Tubach. Picks up the dribble. Gives a Schroer down low. Goes over the top of Hines. Shot is short. Tie up for the rebound is going to be won by Northern Heights in the form of Kaylin Schlimmy. Minute 57 left to go in this ball game. 41-20 the lead for Northern Heights as they've been leading double digits pretty much the entirety of the second half. Henricks to Schlimmy. Foul line to Hines. Up top to Langren. Now to Hahn at the top of the left wing. She'll circle around at the top. Gives to Henricks, right side of the floor. Now into the hands of Schlimmy up top. Back to Hahn. A lot of passing going on between these two teams. Francis gives a little pressure. Work to Schlimmy on the right corner. Now up top to Henricks. Left wing to Hahn. Trying to find an opening on the Lady Wildcats with a minute 20 to go. And a mishandle on the ball will lead to an over and back. As Hahn, just a little too strong on that pass intended for Schlimmy, went right through her hands and out of bounds. But not before it touched the backcourt. Minute 12 left to go in the ball game. 41-20 the lead, Northern Heights, as in and out goes the shot from Alexis DeLong, that one from about 4 feet out. Under 60 seconds to go now. Schlimme. Hands over to Langren. Pass knocked down, intended for Hendricks. Knocked down by Schroeder. Hendricks inbounds to Hahn. Ball gets tipped away on a pass from Hendricks to Hahn and a tie-up between Hines and Hinkson, almost evenly matched in stature. It'll be alternate possession to Chase County. 41.6 left to go in this girls' game. Again, 41-20 is the lead for Northern Heights. No fouls. Chase County with it now. Left wing, Tubach throws it to DeLong. A shot gets deflected by Hines. Now Tubach to inbound from the left side of the basket on the baseline. Left wing to Haven Schroeder. To Tubach for three from the left side. No good. Rebound ripped away by Francis. Top of the right wing goes off the foot. Kickball called on Hendricks with 19.2 to go. 41-20. Still the score in favor of Northern Heights. Tubach with it at half court. Goes up to the top of the key. Gives to Schroeder. Down low, right block, Hinkson. Over the back, shot. Lily Hinkson, nice little hook. Gives her her fourth point of the ball game with 5 seconds to go. They can just dribble it out. Northern Heights going to take home the win.
I think Coach Roush is probably going to talk to Hinkson. We need to come alive a little bit more instead of just the fourth quarter. That was obviously a deciding factor here tonight.
41-22, the final score here in favor of Northern Heights. They advance to 4-1 on the season. Chase County falls to 3-2. We will get into the Rich Door Company postgame show and get set for our boys' half of the action here tonight on the Area Game of the Week. We'll talk to Victoria's coach Bob Blair at halftime of that game. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia.